some mustard, some turkey breastis, slice of tomato, little iceberg off the pork bow.
Back off, jerk! Marley! Where's the fly swatter?
I threw it away.
Why?
Because it's not nice to kill things.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm gonna kill you so hard.
What are you doing?
Nothing, just reading the Bible. This Pharaoh guy's really giving Moses a hard time.
Oh. You wanna rest there for a minute, Mr. Fly? Okay, that's cool. It's a comfy countertop, isn't it? Don't mind me. I'm not gonna kill you with an umbrella or anything. It's just that today's weather forecast calls for death!
Oh, dang it! You made me break the countertop!
What happened? What was that noise?
I don't know. I was reading this Bible.
This is a Mexican cookbook.
We can still learn from it.
How'd the counter get broken?
Some lady came and...
You were trying to kill the fly.
Flies like to die.
Hello, can I come in? Okay, thanks.
Ready.
Hey, what's up?
Guess what's in this box?
Donuts.
No.
Muffins.
No.
Corn dogs.
No.
Chocolate.
No, it's not food.
And who cares? What's in the box?
Oh, just some photos.
Of donuts?
No. Me. What?
Is this a funny pose?
It's a natural pose.
Of course it is. I do this all the time, don't you, Carl? Totally. I find it both natural and not stupid looking.
Say, girls, how do your chins feel?
Mine's warm.
Mine's firm.
Oh.
All right, enough.
Why do you have a billion pictures of yourself?
Just 1,000, and they're for me to autograph at Webicon.
Your mom's gonna let you come with me and Sam?
My mom doesn't control me anymore.
Did she say you have to sit by the emergency exit on the train?
Yes.
And text message her 5 times a day?
No.
6?
Maybe.
You know, I read that this year's Webicon is gonna be twice as big as last year's.
Another reason I don't wanna go.
Oh, come on.
Everyone who's anyone on the web's gonna be there.
Yeah, but most of them are nerds and losers and stub rags. It's like a Benson family reunion.
You know, I'd be more offended if I knew what a stub rag was. Oh! She stuck her tongue in my ear.
Yeah, lucky you.
Oh, man, I thought I killed you!
Spencer!
He's a fly. Why shouldn't I try to...
It's on your...
I know. Shh. Got him.
You didn't get him.
Oh, no? Well, then look at the... Oh... Stub rag!
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful. Live life, breathe air. I know somehow we're gonna get there and feel so wonderful.
Email. Anything good?
Yeah, here's a fun one. Hey guys, I love watching iCarly, but my mom says Sam's a bad role model.
Smart mom.
I know, right?
Hey, toss me my red thumb drive. Thanks.
What are you doing?
Free packing for Webacon.
Ugh.
Don't you guys love how travel-sized bottles make you feel like a giant?
Arr, shampoo, arr, mouthwash, arr, arr.
Yeah, add that to the list.
What?
Reasons why you don't have a lot of friends.
Oh, here's a email from a fan.
Blip.
How do I put it up on the monitor?
Command J.
Command J.
Hello, iCarly. I mean, I doubt you really watch this because you guys probably get a gajillion emails a day. But if you are seeing this, iCarly is my life.
I see a girlfriend for Freddy.
My name is Nora Dershlet.
Dershlet. That's not funny.
Okay, this Friday is my 16th birthday, and I heard that iCarly's gonna be at Webacon this weekend, which is only 15 minutes from my house. So I was wondering if you guys would come to my sweet 16 birthday party.
Will you delete this?
Don't be mean, watch.
Last year when I turned 15, I had a party, but nobody showed up. Anyways, I was thinking if the iCarly gang comes to my party, maybe other kids would come since you guys are all cool and popular.
This is so sad.
Should we go?
Yeah. What? I don't want to go to Nora Dershlet's lame birthday party.
That girl has a sad life.
So does Freddy. We can't fix the world.
Shh. It could be a really fun party. There's gonna be games.
Gross.
And karaoke.
Lame.
And a clown.
Oi.
And a big chocolate fountain.
I say we go.
Aren't there professionals that fix countertops?
Excuse me, I am a sculptor. I think I can fix a little broken countertop. Ow! Owie!
Just call a dude.
I am a dude.
A real dude.
Dude!
Hey, Sam's mom here yet?
Nah, they're late because she was bleaching her mustache. Sam's gonna text me when they drive up. Are you sure you don't want to come to Webacon with us?
You know, I so would, but I so don't want to.
Hey, look, I typed up a complete itinerary for our whole trip.
You're so your mother.
Don't be vicious. Okay, the train gets into Olympia at 7:07. We take a cab to Nora's house, arriving there by 7:26, party till 7:45, then cab it back to the hotel, getting there by 8:05, then we check
in. When do we go to the bathroom?
That is up to your bladder.
Do girls have bladders?
No, we store pee in our feet.
Don't joke about urine.
Sorry. Sam's here.
To Webacon!
Just a moment! Gibster, what up, little weirdo?
Not much. Carly here?
Nah, she just left with Freddy and Sam for Webacon. You can catch him if you hurry down.
I don't need to catch him. Just wanted to return this sleeping bag. I don't need it anymore. You should probably wash that.
Don't you need that for camp?
Nah, I just found out I'm too old for camp.
Too old?
Yeah, once you turn 15, they won't let you go anymore.
Oh. Well, I know how you feel. I remember when they said I wasn't allowed to go to camp anymore.
Because you were too old?
No. So if you can't go to camp, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Sit home. Take a bath. Watch reruns of Different Strokes.
Hey. How would you like to go to camp right here in this apartment?
What you talking about, Spencer?
I'm gonna call your mom and tell her you can come to Camp Spencer right here for the next few days. What do you say to that?
I say, dynamite!
You watch a lot of classic TV.
What do you mean?
Like a rockin' sweet 16 party.
Can you improve? improve your attitude?
Maybe, with some kind of medication my mom can't afford.
No way! Hi, Carly!
Happy birthday!
Hey, Navidad.
I can't believe you guys really came! I'm Dora.
Hi, I'm Carly, and this is
Sean. I know who you guys are! Enter, enter!
Thanks.
You can put your bags there.
Here? Okay.
Oh, all right.
Hi.
My suitcase is weird.
Yeah.
Hey. It doesn't work very well.
So where's everybody else?
I don't know. I told everyone at my school local youth group that I invited the iCarly kids, but I guess they didn't think you'd really come.
Oh, well, maybe some of them will show up soon.
I don't know.
Anyway. So, I see the clown's here.
Yay, a clown.
Yeah, he's 87 years old and his name is Cramps.
Hey, Cramps, what's up?
What's up, Cramps?
Oh, and here, I'll put on some music. Ooh, here's a tasty tape.
Tape?
Camper.
Oh, hey, Gib. Where's your mom?
She dropped me off.
Oh. She didn't want to come up and see me?
Nope.
Okay. Whoa! Nice lanyard.
Thanks. I made it to camp last year.
Shut up!
True cheers.
Awesome!
So, what's our first camp activity?
I was gonna plan some stuff, but then I got stuck working on this countertop all day, and it's still not fixed.
No problem. Let's fix the countertop together, then start camp.
Who's awesome?
Gibby.
Yeah.
Possible dead clown at 4286 Longleaf Drive.
Is Cramps gonna be okay?
Maybe. Probably not.
Wow.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Gee, Nora, I'm really sorry your clown had an aneurysm.
I'm sorry he had an aneurysm while I was dancing with him.
This is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Poor Nora. What a horrible birthday.
Can we go? Well, this one said we were only gonna be here 20 minutes and it's been an hour. I wanna go to our hotel, order room service, and get ready for WebaCon tomorrow.
It's her birthday and she's sobbing into her fireplace.
Her clown had an aneurysm.
Can't just leave her here all alone.
I wonder where her parents are.
Yo, Nora, where's your mom and dad?
They took a vacation to Staker, Wyoming.
Wait, you're their only kid, and it's your 16th birthday?
And they picked this week to take a trip to Staker?
Well, they got a good deal on the plane fare. Usually round-trip tickets to Staker are $300, but they got a super saver deal for only $290. They had to snatch that opportunity.
If you just heard a loud crack, that was my heart breaking.
Nora, we're really sorry that this birthday isn't going so great.
It's okay. I've had worse birthdays.
Dude, your parents abandoned you. Nobody showed up to your party, and then your clown burped and had an aneurysm. No offense, but how could you have had a worse birthday?
All right, I know what we can do.
go to a hotel and pretend this never happened?
No. Nora, you said you told every kid you know we were coming here, but they didn't believe we'd show up, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's do a little iCarly.
Sure.
How are people gonna know we're on?
We tweet.
No way. You guys are gonna do iCarly live from my house?
No.
Yes. And then people will see we really are here, and maybe they'll come.
Oh, they will. I just know they will. This is so exciting. I swear. I could just... Oh, that's bile. I think I'm gonna boot.
Spence, I don't mean to be rude, but I've been sitting here for 2 hours doing nothing!
I know, I'm sorry.
You said this would be like camp. How long is it gonna take you to fix that countertop?
It's done.
It is?
I just applied the lacquer. Now, I test it by setting this bottle right here on the previously broken corner.
Nice work!
Thanks!
Time for camp?
Yep. I was thinking we could start with...
Maybe you should have waited longer for it to dry.
Really?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Sunfreeze! Stay sunfreeze!
Woo! La la, wee wee. Okay, we know this isn't our regular night.
We're a regular.
But don't freak out.
This is still iCarly!
If you live in Olympia
and go to school at
Ponderosa High School.
Ponderosa High School?
Then you may know this chick.
Hello, peers. I told you guys iCarly might come.
And that's Nora.
And it's her 16th birthday.
Woo! 16! Now, if Nora invited you to this wing ding,
and you want to meet Sam, Freddy, and me,
then get your butts over here to Nora's house.
You give me my chicken Maurice.
So come on down to Nora's house, people.
Better hurry.
You already missed the clown.
You really gotta take the whole countertop off?
Yeah, I told you. I need to set it on its side so I can epoxy the corner back on and secure it with clamps till the epoxy dries.
And then we get to do camp stuff?
I promise! Now come on and help me lift the counter off. On lift. 1, 2, 3, lift!
We did it!
Gimme!
Hey.
Hi, hello, welcome. Enter, enter. Shh, iCarly's happening.
And now, the cowboy and the idiot farm girl who thought the cowboy's chicken was a sports car.
Hey, Cletus. Want a sip of this here rut beer?
Hey!
Why, hello there, young farm girl.
You're a cowboy.
Why, yes, I surely am that.
How much did your sports car cost?
Pardon me?
The sports car, was he expensive?
Oh, now, Missy, surely you must have taken a handful of Egypt pills. Well, this here ain't nary a sports car. Him's a chicken.
Does he have weather seats?
No, ma'am. He's a made of feathers.
Does he come with GPS navigation?
What the? Now listen here, she-dummy. This here's the Old West. Ain't no GPS navigation done been invented yet.
That's my chicken. Yeah.
I love that new car smell.
I will thank you kindly not to sniff my chicken.
Come on, Gip. Just a few more feet.
And it's so heavy.
That's because it's made of granite, solid rock, heavy stuff.
Why couldn't we just fix the old countertop?
Gimme! Anyway, granite countertops are better. They're real classy.
We never installed granite countertops at my camp.
I told you, as soon as we get this fixed, it's camp time.
Yeah, you tell me a lot of things.
Okay, now let's gently set this countertop on top of the cabinet. Watch your fingers. Lift it, lift it. A little more my way.
Okay,
careful.
Back it up, back it up.
Right in there, slide it.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's a nice piece.
Thanks. Now all I gotta do is take this drill and... Don't cry. Don't cry. Come on.
I just want to go to camp, man.
Hey, guys. Having fun?
Yeah.
Totally.
I swear, Nora, this may be the best party of the year.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Oh, thank you for coming. Excuse me.
You guys. Oh, my gosh. This is the best night of my life.
That's really nice.
I'm so excited. I can just...
Calm down. It's okay. No need to vomit. I'm okay. I started to vomit, but then I swallowed it.
Hey, Nora. You gotta come see this.
Oh, my gosh. No one's ever asked me to come see anything before.
Well?
Go see it.
I will. I'm gonna go see it.
Come on. One, two, three, four. Left! All right. To the left. No, no, no. My left.
What?
The other way.
You said left. Ah! We hit the column.
I can fix that.
But it cracked the ceiling.
I know. With a little smack.
Yeah, this is just like camp.
Gimme!
See you at school.
Great party.
Oh, it is so cool that you got iCarly to come to your party.
Aren't they wonderful?
Hey, next weekend a bunch of us girls are gonna get mani-pedis. You wanna come?
Oh, yes. I'd love to get both a mani and a pedi with girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, see you.
You rock, Nora.
No, we all rock together.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
bye.
Nice meeting you.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
See you guys.
Life safe.
Bye. Yeah. Thanks
Adios.
For coming.
Best night ever.
We're leaving now.
Oh, must you go?
Yeah, we really need to get to our hotel.
Where's our luggage?
Oh, I put all your bags down in the basement so no one would grope them. Follow me.
All right.
Who gropes luggage?
Shh. Step, 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 step.
Whoa. This is a Yatsubishi 256-track audio mixing board.
Cool, why don't you use it to beam yourself to Jupiter?
Is that necessary?
I could have said Uranus.
Why do you have this?
Oh, my dad's in the jingle business. Like, you know that Fat Cake commercial where they sing, I don't need nothing but a fat cake.
I love that jingle.
Your dad wrote that?
Yep, recorded it right in there. Go take a look.
I want to
okay.
see it.
Really?
Good.
Cool.
Oh, I
love that. Oh. Look at the chain. Oh. Bail! I'm sorry, Carly. I couldn't hear you again, please.
I said, why'd you close the door?
Oh, because I can't let you leave.
Locked.
What do you mean you can't let us leave?
I mean, that tonight was the first time in my life I was ever popular.
Your angels that were sent to me to change my life. I can't let my angels fly away.
Nora, we have to go.
No, I can't let that happen.
Okay, I'm calling Spencer.
Looking for these?
Sam, stop!
No!
We've been doing that for hours.
It's not gonna break.
I gotta get out of here, man! I feel like I'm back in juvie!
Good morning, angels. I trust you all slept well.
No.
We did not sleep well.
Why not?
Because I had a nightmare that a psycho monster locked me in a cage and wouldn't let me leave.
Well, that monster won't bother you anymore. You're safely trapped in my sound booth.
How could she not get my metaphor?
You better let us out of here or I'll smash my way out.
Oh, silly Sam, you can't smash it. That's maxi-glass.
Maxi-glass?
It's a transparent polycarbonate thermoplastic that's highly resistant to... Whoa!
You're boring me.
Will you just please let us out of here?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because with you as my friends, I'm finally popular. I can't go back to being a lonely nub with only a chicken to talk to.
You know, Nora, if we don't show up at WebaCon this morning, people are gonna know something's wrong.
Yeah, and they're gonna come looking for us.
No, I contacted WebaCon this morning, said I was Carly, and canceled your appearance.
What?
Nora!
Yeah.
When our families don't hear from us, they're gonna call the cops.
Yeah, the cops.
Which is why I used your cell phone to text message your families and tell them everything's going just fine.
You did not.
Did too. Here, I'll read you their responses.
Spencer texted back, Coolio, have fun. Freddie, your mother texted back, remember to apply your ointment. And Sam's mother texted, I finally popped that thing on my back.
Wow, she's been squeezing that thing since Christmas.
Gibby! Hey, Gibby, wake up! Rise and shine, little camper!
Morning.
Okay, so you want to hear the schedule for Camp Spencer today?
Sure, read it.
Okay, we're going to play some kickball, make some lanyards, do some archery, rewire a light fixture, cook some wieners.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You said rewire a light fixture.
Oh, yeah. See, I need to...
You promised we were done with the home improvements.
We just have to fix the stuff we already started. See, when we knocked the granite countertop into this column, we shorted out the switch to the light over the island. See?
But I want to do camp stuff.
We slept in a tent last night.
That's not a tent. That's a bunch of garbage and duct tape.
You slept like a bunny.
Because I was exhausted from helping you with all your fix-it projects.
Look, we can stand around here arguing about who used who as a day laborer, or we can fix this stuff and then start doing camp activities.
Okay, as long as you promise that we'll... I'll be in the garbage tent.
So, which photo of myself do you guys think I should use on my splash face page? Side smile or ponytail?
I don't know, Nora.
The one on the left's cute, but the one on the right really captures your inner insanity!
You really think this one makes me look cute?
Dude, if I don't get some food in the next hour, I'm gonna eat Freddy.
Get her some food, Nora!
Okay, I'll get you guys some food. If I could get a little something from Freddy.
What?
A kiss!
Uh-uh, no chance!
Yes! When she opens the door, we can beat her down and get out of here.
That room is filled with microphones, and I don't want to be beaten down, so I'll just get Freddy through the glass.
Not happening.
The no food for the iCarlys.
Just put your lips on the glass.
Are you serious?
I'm hungry.
Me too, but I'm not just gonna put my lips
on.
Oh, no, say, oh, come on.
Come and get it, Nora.
Oh, I will. I will get it.
No. Put it on me. No. Okay, you will.
Come on, slide him around.
Oh. That is so romantic.
All the way.
Get it.
I'm getting it. Mom, what are you guys doing here?
Your little brother misses you.
Oh, you do?
How's Camp Spencer?
I don't know. Better than sitting at home, I guess.
Well, can Guppy stay with you guys just for tonight?
Mom!
He really wants to play with you.
Okay.
Yay! You be sweet and do everything your brother says, okay? Yes, you can take off your shirt.
Whip it off, kid!
Bye, boy.
You don't want to say hey to Spencer?
No.
Okay, Gup. Go wait over there. I gotta go hit the loo.
Gibby, I found the measuring tape. Who was at the door? And what did they do to you?
Pretty decent Chinese food, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't order anything with chicken out of respect for Maurice. It's pork! This is so grand. Just four pals and a chicken hanging, chewing, relating. Yeah, like that.
You've been gnawing on that duck bone for 10 minutes.
You're a duck bone. We've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But how? Hey, Nora.
Yeah, what's up, Carls?
Can I please have some hot mustard for my egg roll?
Well, sure. That's the kind of thing friends do for each other, so I'd be happy to. Thanks.
Nice try.
Yeah. Say, guys, I have some cool stuff I want to show you all. Wait here, okay? Not that you have any choice. Giggle.
What are you doing? Picking this lock.
With a duck bone?
Yeah, I was chewing on it to make the end sharp. Although I did enjoy the marrow.
I don't think you can pick a lock with a deck bone.
You can pick locks with less.
We're out!
Run!
Go!
Well, that was a fine howdy-do! I come down here all excited to show you guys my Richard Nixon mask and my medieval hatchet! And I catch you trying to run away? Oh, I can't stay mad at you guys! Sing with me! 100 cartons of milk on the wall, 100 cartons of milk! You take one down, open the spout, drinkity-drink till the milk runs out! Sing it! Here, I'll turn up my volume! 99 cartons of milk on the wall! 99 cartons of milk! Take one down, open this mouth, drink it, drink till the milk runs out!
kids who miss me.
You left the mic on with the volume up.
Your chicken blew our eardrums out.
Sorry. I was upstairs microwaving this food pocket. You know, my dad wrote their jingle. Whoa!
Oh, I just burned the snot out of my mouth. I forgot you're supposed to let a food pocket sit for 2 minutes before you eat it. Whoa.
Nora, you know our friend Gibby?
Sure. I've seen you guys humiliate him on iCarly many a time.
Right. Well, see, tomorrow's his birthday, and we promised we'd send him a special birthday video from Webicon.
We did?
Yes, we did.
So would it be okay if we made a video and sent it to him?
All right, you can make a video, but no tricks. I'll be watching your every move.
No tricks. Where's your camera?
Upstairs.
Freddy left his camera upstairs. Could you get it for us?
Okay, back in a blitz.
Still hot! Man, Jim Gaffigan was right! My palate is blistering!
Oh. Gibby's birthday was 5 months ago.
I know. I have a plan.
That's it, Maurice! You're not gonna hear it. It's you, me, and a bottle of barbecue sauce!
Hey, Spencer? Spence? Where'd he go? Ooh, a note. Gibby and Guppy. Shirt down. Want to buy supplies to fix kitchen. If you want breakfast, there's food pockets in the freezer. After you microwave them, be sure to wait 2 minutes before eating. I cannot stress that enough. Okay, Gup, you get the food pockets out of the freezer? I'm gonna check my email. Hey! A happy birthday message from Carly, Sam, and Freddy. Nice. Wait, it's not my birthday.
Happy birthday, Gibby!
Sorry we can't be with you on your special day.
But at least you got to spend the 4th of July with us.
Yeah, we're always together every 4th of July.
Every 4th.
Word.
Every 4th.
Word.
And now here's our birthday message to you.
Which starts now.
Hi, Gibby.
Have the greatest birthday.
Go crazy.
Kiss your pretty girl.
Sorry we're still trapped at Webicon.
Forgive us.
Have fun.
And please make sure you save some cake for us.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
You know it's not my birthday. There's something suspicious going on.
Every 4th.
Word.
Every 4th.
Word.
Every 4th. Word.
Every 4th. Word.
Okay, Sam, your turn. Give me a noun.
Blood.
Okay. Now, Freddy, you supply an adjective.
Psychotic.
Ooh, good one. And Carly, a verb.
Choke.
Well, you've already used choke 3 times, but okay. Mad Libs are endless fun.
Oh, man. Gup, check out what it says if I play every 4th word.
The
crazy
girl
trapped
us.
Please save us.
The crazy girl trapped us. Please save us. We gotta catch a train to Olympia.
Happy birthday.
Come on. Okay, just stay back and let me do the talking.
Happy birthday!
Dude, you know it's not my birthday. They just sent me that message to let me know.
May I help you?
Yeah. My name is Gibby.
Oh, yes. I recognize you from your appearances on iCarly.
Thanks. The show's a lot of fun. Anyway, I was wondering, do you have Carly, Sam, and Freddy trapped here?
No. Good day.
Wait, are you sure they're not here?
Yes, there's no one in my basement.
I didn't say anything about your basement.
No one sees the wizard!
Okay. No problem. I'll just go away!
Why is Nora screaming?
Shh.
Where are my friends?
Is that Gibby?
Gibby?
This feels like camp.
Uh-huh.
See?
Hey, you really did a nice job fixing the countertop.
Easy, sarcastic. I've already booked a dude to come fix everything.
Good.
So this Nora girl, what's she look like?
Here.
Why is she sleeping on the floor?
She's unconscious.
You did the Vulcan squeezy thing?
Uh-huh.
What's that on her stomach?
A chicken.
Maybe we shouldn't have called the cops on Nora.
She kidnapped us.
Yeah, but she just wanted friends. And she bought us Chinese food.
She'll have plenty of friends in prison.
Well, yeah, but those aren't quality friends.
Good idea. You guys want to sing a camp song?
Sure.
Yeah,
why not? Ooh, I got one. 100 cartons of milk on the wall, 100 cartons of milk. Take one down, open the spout, and
drink any drink till the milk runs out. 99 cartons of milk on the wall, 99 cartons of milk.
Just let me eat the chicken.
No, you need to go to iCarly.com.
After I eat the chicken?
No, you should be on iCarly.com right now.
Why, is there an awesome new video on iCarly.com?
Yeah.
Is there a new blog on iCarly.com?
Yeah, and pics and other cool stuff.
All at iCarly.com?
All at iCarly.com.
Come on, let's eat the chicken.
No.
Bummer.